For those that are listening to the replay, this is a 15-minute guided meditation to welcome vulnerability. Have you ever been told that tears are a sign of weakness, or that you should never show fear? If you did, you'd understand how difficult it is to communicate complex emotions like resentment, jealousy, or sorrow. You would have learned to protect these experiences, holding them close to your chest. And perhaps you've become stoic and isolate yourself from showing any emotions. Perhaps you bury yourself in work or in your hobbies. And sometimes when you are in a fragile state, you might displace your anger and rage against someone innocent or who is an easy target. Today's practice is a practice to begin healing by welcoming vulnerability. Let's begin. Allow yourself to come into a comfortable sitting position. Feel your feet firmly planted on the floor. Notice your posture as you are sitting, allowing your back and spine to lengthen into a comfortable position. You may close your eyes or lower your gaze. Just noticing the rhythm of your breath as you breathe in and out, letting go of any attempt to control or shape the breath, letting it move in and out naturally, at your own pace. Allowing yourself to relax and let go of any tension or stress. Just breathing in and out. We begin to notice the slowing down of our heart rate, our blood pressure, allowing us to fully be here in this present moment. Bringing our attention to our heart space, by gently placing a hand over the heart, allowing it to simply rest there. Placing a hand over the heart can often bring us comfort. We explore difficult thoughts, emotions, or experiences. Next, see what you notice. Perhaps the weight of your palm against your chest, or a temperature difference in the space underneath your palm, or maybe even the sensation of each heartbeat. You expand your awareness. Taking it all in with a gentle inhale and exhale. I invite you to say thank you to yourself for being here in this practice to begin healing. And as you breathe in and out, allowing yourself to notice your current state of mind, your current tone of mood. How are you feeling right now? See if you can notice with no judgments of good or bad. As you gently breathe in and out, I invite you to reflect on your relationship with vulnerability. Perhaps reflect on a time when you made a decision to be vulnerable with someone you trust, and that turned out well. It can be anything, even if it's something small. And just taking a moment to reflect on that now. How did it feel to allow this person to witness you in your need? Thank you for your relationships. Keeping that positive experience of vulnerability in mind, just noticing if there is a part of you that's been hidden, that you are now needing to acknowledge. In your mind, allow yourself to observe that part of you that yearns to be seen, yearns to be noticed, yearns to be forgiven, and that yearns to be loved. And as you encounter this part of you, allow it to really be enhanced. Really notice the qualities of what it would mean to be seen, to be loved, to be healed. Just taking a moment to breathe as you observe. And now I invite you to give this gift to someone you trust. Just reflecting on this gift. Who in your life deserves to see, to know, to forgive, to love this part of you? Bring their face into your mind's eye and noticing the qualities that tell you this is trustworthy, is deserving of your vulnerability. Someone who can provide a safe space for your time of need. And as you breathe in and out, just allowing yourself to see for your own life and sharing this gift with this person? What would it mean to bring this part of you into this relationship now? Really notice them loving you, forgiving you, by witnessing you and your vulnerability. And noticing how that feels in your body. And as you continue to breathe in and out, I invite you to make a commitment to yourself of what needs to be said and shared with this person who has you that they are trustworthy, that there is a safe space. And for the next few moments, I invite you to reflect on what this exercise in vulnerability could mean to you. The ability to let someone else recognize and possibly help you carry a struggle. The opportunity to strengthen the bond of your relationships. The deepening of trust in addressing other vulnerable parts of your life that might show up in the future. And just resting here in contemplation. Bringing your attention back to the sensation of your breath. Taking a couple of breaths here. And when you are ready, start to notice your feet, making contact with the weight on the floor. Again, noticing the weight of your body, sitting on the chair. And beginning to open your eyes. And slowly come back into the room. Move any parts of your body that may feel a little stiff. And as you go through the rest of your day, I invite you to journal on what came up for you today. Thank you for being in this practice with me. I hope that worked for you. Feel free to come up to share if you want. Hi. How was that for you? summer solstice. It's a great time to make a change and to harness that energy for healing. Thank you all for being here with me. Again, I invite you to come up to share, but if you want to share, let me know that you're all good, and I'll be ending the room. Thank you, Bijou. I meditation every Tuesday at 10 Eastern. Hope to see you next week, and have a good day.